Married at First Sight. Chapter 4179. Liberty made it clear if the three Marco brothers kept a low profile, stayed out of Jensburg's center, stopped provoking her, and abandoned their attempts to seize control of the Farrell family, she wouldn't go out of her way to deal with them. But Catherine wasn't convinced. She knew her brothers too well. If they weren't locked up, they'd do everything in their power to stop Liberty from taking over the Farrell family. In the end, they'd lose everything. And if she fought them, she'd win but at a great cost. She won't listen. She won't even let me help. Liberty sat beside Catherine's bed, her heart aching as she gently touched Catherine's swollen face. Mr. Fraser, keep applying ice. It'll help the swelling go down faster. Pedro nodded. I've been icing it regularly. But when the miss makes a decision, even the matriarch couldn't have changed her mind. Clarissa had wanted Catherine far away from Jensburg, believing that as long as Pedro protected Catherine, her bloodline would remain intact. She had hoped Catherine could eventually reclaim control of the Farrell family. But the current head of the family had already made her choice. Since learning the Farrell leadership had been taken unjustly, the eldest daughter had never been interested in ruling. She just wanted to end the fight, walk away, and live a quiet life free from power struggles and greed. Liberty sighed. Catherine acts tough, but she's fiercely loyal. This time, she and her brothers are truly finished. She won't waste another thought on them. She knows they hate her, but when family turns against you completely, it's heartbreaking. There's no forgiveness, no pretending it never happened, Liberty added. Where are they now? Pedro's voice was low. The eldest was shot in the right hand, he'll live. The second and third brothers were arrested on the spot. The second young lady's brothers were involved too, they were working with the eldest. They even brought in backup, but everyone was caught. No one got away. Liberty nodded. Catherine's trap had worked. Every single person who wanted to harm her and Liberty had been taken down in one move. She stayed at the hospital through the night, waiting for Catherine's fever to break. When Catherine finally woke, she smiled, but the swelling made it painful. She winced as she grinned. You're still smiling. Liberty scolded, feigning annoyance. Serves you right for getting hurt. She lifted her hand as if to smack Catherine, but only let it fall lightly without touching her. What am I supposed to say about you? Catherine chuckled. The plan worked, didn't it? No one escaped. I got a little hurt, sure, but I caught them all. That's a win. Liberty fell silent, then admitted, I was so worried I barely slept. And when I did, I had nightmares about you. I woke up in a panic and called Mr. Fraser. He told me you'd been saved but taken to the emergency room. I was terrified. I rushed here as fast as I could. Thank God your life wasn't in danger. Catherine reassured her, I told you I'd only get hurt, not die. I'm not about to risk my life over them. And I won't do something like this again. But there won't be a next time. Last night, I cut all ties with them. From now on, they're them, and I'm me. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4180. Chapter 4180. Catherine added, by the time they get out, I'll be long gone. I doubt we'll ever cross paths again. Even when she visited her mother's grave during Qingming Festival, she would avoid them. Besides, the family's gravekeeper might not even let her brothers pay their respects. The Farrells resented their deceased mother. Catherine turned to Liberty. Don't worry. I'm not going to die. And honestly, I don't feel like I lost anything by doing this. Liberty scoffed. Pft, don't talk about dying first thing in the morning. We're all going to live to 100. Catherine chuckled again. All right, we'll live to 100. But don't look so distraught, it makes me want to cry. Liberty's voice softened. Don't cry. It breaks my heart. Why won't you trust me? Catherine sighed. It's not that I don't trust you, Liberty. It's my brothers I don't trust. Liberty had nothing to say to that. Pedro returned, carrying a bowl of porridge. Miss, you must be hungry. You have a cold, eat something light. Then he turned to Liberty and Duncan. Miss Hunt, Mr. Lewis, I didn't bring breakfast for you two. You'll have to get your own. Liberty had to head back to work anyway. Don't worry about us. Just take care of Catherine. She stood up to leave. Catherine, get some rest. I'll check on you after work. Catherine waved them off. Go on. I'm finally getting some proper sleep. Don't stress about the company, Liberty reassured her. Since arriving in Jensburg after the New Year, she had gotten a solid understanding of the Farrell Group's operations. With Duncan guiding her, she could manage things, even without Catherine there. Liberty and Duncan left, and Catherine asked Pedro to walk them out. Pedro saw them to the elevator before returning to the ward. Catherine tried sitting up to eat on her own. Miss, don't move. Let me do it. Your right arm is injured. Her left hand had an drip attached. She sighed. Can't I do anything for myself? Pedro helped her sit up, then picked up the bowl and started feeding her. Catherine was starving. She finished the porridge quickly. She noticed Pedro's tense expression and, despite her injuries, attempted to lift her hand to touch his face. The motion pulled at her wound. She hissed in pain and immediately dropped her hand. Pedro frowned. Miss, what are you trying to do now? Be still. Catherine looked at him with a small smile. Pedro, you're mad. I can tell. I wanted to touch your face to calm you down, but I hurt myself. Pedro's face remained hard, his anger evident. He was furious that she ignored his warnings. Furious that she got hurt. Even if it wasn't serious, it pained him to see her in pain. Even a scratch on her felt like a wound on his own heart. And yet, here she was, still moving around recklessly. Pedro's anger only deepened. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4181. Chapter 4181. Catherine looked up at Pedro. I want to touch your face, she said. Pedro's expression was tense, his features hardened with anger. But after a moment, he leaned down, letting her reach him easily. She ran her fingers across his face. Your face is as hard as marble. So handsome, yet so rigid. I don't like seeing you like this. I prefer when you're gentle, like jade. Pedro's voice was low and firm. Miss, I'm not gentle like jade. Years of brutal training at the base had shaped him into a hardened soldier. Gentleness was not in his nature. Yet, when he was in a good mood, his sharp edges softened. To her, he was always handsome, always polite. To her, he was gentle like jade. And as she spoke, the tension in his face eased. Pedro, don't be angry, Catherine said, her tone light. Look at me, I'm fine. I still have both my legs, my arms, and my head. They didn't chop me up and feed me to the fish. I knew their timing. I let them scratch my arm, nothing more. They were first-time killers, inexperienced and mentally weak. They panicked and only managed to scratch me. I screamed on purpose, scared my eldest brother so much that he dropped the kitchen knife. Pedro was speechless. With a flick of his fingers, he tapped her forehead. Miss, do you even hear yourself? Catherine's eyes sparkled mischievously. Of course, I do. She knew her brothers had never killed anyone before. Neither had she. Pedro's gaze turned icy. They actually planned to chop you up and feed you to the fish. His voice was cold and sharp. If it weren't for you insisting on sparing them, I wouldn't let them walk out of prison alive. Pedro had many ways to make sure those three brothers never left prison. But Catherine didn't want them dead. She gave him a reassuring smile. That's what I mean. They didn't have the guts to go through with it. Pedro, let's put this behind us. My plan worked perfectly. I won't worry about them anymore. Once I've recovered, once Liberty is settled and secure, we'll leave. She exhaled slowly. I have my own company. I want to move out of Jensburg. Aside from visiting my mother's grave during the Qingming festival, I never want to come back. Before Pedro could respond, she continued, Pedro, where should we go? I want to live somewhere warm. Jensburg is freezing. Last night, I thought I'd die from the cold. When I was little, no one bought me warm clothes. I had to wear second-hand rags, and I nearly froze to death every winter. I survived over 20 brutal winters by luck alone. She paused, lost in thought. As a child, her adoptive mother forced her to wash the family's clothes by the river even in winter. Even when the river froze over, she had to haul water from the well to scrub the laundry. The winter water was ice cold, stabbing her hands with pain every time she dipped them in. If she hesitated, her adoptive mother would lash her with a whip. The pain was unbearable, but her mother never showed a shred of remorse. The villagers were the only ones who ever intervened, stopping the beatings when they could. After too many complaints, even from the village head and the Women's Federation, her mother stopped hitting her in public. But the abuse continued behind closed doors. Her adoptive brothers beat her too. No matter how hard she worked, no matter how much she did for them, the beatings never stopped. Other mothers loved their children. Hers never did. And at a young age, she was forced to accept that cruel reality. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4182. Chapter 4182. Catherine had fought back. At first, when her adoptive brothers beat her, she resisted with everything she had. They were older and stronger, but she refused to go down without a fight. She threw anything she could get her hands on at them. One time, she even grabbed a hatchet and chased them across the village. They were terrified. Even when her adoptive mother tried to punish her on their behalf, Catherine didn't back down. She raised the hatchet and swung at her, too. Her defiance finally shocked them into submission. After that, they never dared to lay a hand on her again. But she still had to live in that house, relying on them for food and shelter. The abuse didn't stop, it just took different forms. She was always hungry, always cold, never given decent clothes or a proper place to sleep. And her adoptive father, the man who had brought her into that family, never once stepped in. He never defended her. Catherine hated him the most. When he was sent to prison, he later died of a so-called illness behind bars. But Catherine knew the truth. Her biological mother had arranged for his death. She felt nothing. No sympathy, no pity. If anything, she thought death was too easy for him. When she returned to the Farrell family, her adoptive mother and brothers tried to latch onto her, desperate to drain her dry. She never gave them the chance. By the time she reunited with the Farrells, she had already built a successful business and was worth tens of millions. She had kept it a secret from her adoptive family. She had no intention of helping them. No intention of repaying them. They had tormented her for years. Why should she lift a finger for them? She wasn't a saint. Pedro gently touched her face, his heart aching. Miss, none of that will ever happen again. Then he stood up, grabbed some ice, and carefully pressed it against her swollen skin. The swelling has gone down a lot, he said. When she had been beaten, her face was badly bruised. But after a night of Pedro tending to her with ice packs, the redness had faded significantly. Pedro said, Miss doesn't like cold winters. How about Wildspoon? Or Annenberg? It doesn't get too cold there, but summer lasts forever 7 or 8 months of heat. Catherine thought for a moment. If it's too hot, we can turn on the air conditioner. But the cold? If there's no proper heating, it's unbearable. Maybe it was because of everything she had endured as a child, but winter always haunted her. She used to suffer from frostbite every year. It wasn't until she built her business and became wealthy that she finally had warmth-heated buildings, a car to get around. She never got frostbite again. Catherine looked at Pedro. Let's go to Annenberg. Maybe we can build a house near FC Manor. I want to live next to the Johnson family. Pedro frowned slightly. Why not Wildspoon? He had assumed she would choose Wildspoon. After all, she knew many people there. Catherine smiled. The Johnson family's little girl is adorable. Liberty has mentioned more than once that the York family's matriarch has been visiting the Johnsons with her three daughters-in-law just to spend time with that little girl. She continued, the Johnsons have the same strong family values as the Yorks. I want neighbors who are well-educated and respectable. Wildspoon is great, but my connections there are complicated. It never feels entirely comfortable. Because she was Clarissa's daughter. And Clarissa had murdered Audrey's mother. Catherine had chosen justice over family. Audrey had assured her there were no hard feelings. But still, Catherine didn't want to settle in Wildspoon. Living near the Johnson seemed like the better choice.